أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so today is the day of Arafah, possibly the most powerful days in the year, a day of knowledge, a day of certainty, a day which is a metaphor of divine rahmah on this earth, and a day to know ourselves, to understand ourselves. We quoted the hadith of the Prophet when he said, "Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbahu." One who has understood himself has understood his Rabb. And we see throughout this day, in the du'as that we have learned from the Masumeen, we've looked at extracts from the du'a of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where we see in this du'a the whole thread of gratitude first. So there's gratitude, there's forgiveness, there's understanding. And if you remember the extract where we said, where Imam says, "Allow me to be conscious of you as though I see you." Absolutely phenomenal. But I'd like to sort of make us think a little bit today about legacies. Because in essence, a legacy is that which is inextricably linked with our mere mention. In essence, it is how you and I wish to be remembered and what remains of us. So when we recognize ourselves, we have to be able to recognize what our legacy will be. So today, imagine your funeral. No matter what your age, your family and friends have gathered to honor your life. What do you leave behind? Beyond the contents of your last will and testament, what part of you remains on earth and even after you've passed away? So a legacy is that which you create to benefit future generations, something you may not even see in your lifetime, leaving the world a better place than the way you found it. A legacy takes many forms: children, grandchildren, business, ideals, books, communities, a home, some piece of ourselves. It intrigues us. It's perfectly understandable that we would want to know how the world will remember us after we're gone. But we need to plan for this legacy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, this is surah number 18, ayah 46, says, "Al-malu wal-banuna zinat al-hayat al-dunya." Wealth and children are an adornment of the life of the world. وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عَنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عَمَلًا. But the good works, that which you did on a humanitarian basis for others, are better with your Rabb in reward and better in expectation. You know, like the echo of the mountain, life gives back everything we say and do. It's a reflection of our actions and our intentions, and it needs to be thought about. So the Quran tells us that a legacy gives us guaranteed return. It's fulfillment of hope. It's not wishful thinking. And it's a guaranteed expansion of life. In other words, immortality. The idea of a legacy may remind us of death, but it's not about death. It's not morbid. Death actually informs us of life. It gives us a perspective about what's important. Legacy is really about life and living. When the Prophet was asked, "Who are the most intelligent of the believers?" he said, "Those who remember death a lot and prepare for it." I'd like to take a quote from somebody we all know. The moment we see the Apple or Apple phones or Apple products, we think of Steve Jobs. And I'd like to take an extract from what he said. He said, "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I'll ever encounter to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you're going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You're already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. Your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown your own inner voice. Stay hungry, stay foolish." Legacy is about life and living. It's about learning from the past, living in the present, and building the future. Let me give some examples of people who were phenomenal and their legacies were probably only one sentence. You know, there's the companion of Imam Hussein, Abbas, who said, "Hubbul Hussein ajunnani." The love of Hussein has made me mad. That was his legacy. Habib, the friend of Imam Hussein, "Usika hadha rajul," at his dying moment, he said, "Do not leave this man." the prophet drew four lines on the ground. And people said, what is this? And he said, these are the four greatest women who walked the earth. And he talked about Asiya and Maryam and Khadija and Fatima. And look at their legacies. What was Asiya's legacy? Rabbibni li indaka baytan fil Jannah. She says, Rabb, build for me a house with you in Jannah. A woman who has the best of houses in the world. A woman who was sort of had every luxury in the world. The most looked after woman in the world. Yet this is her final dua. The person who loved her the most kills her. We have Sayyidah Maryam. Trust and belief. Remember, she's got a baby in her hands and they're accusing her and they're looking at her with accusing eyes. And all she does is, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points to the baby, knowing full well and with full trust that her Rabb will save her. Look at Khadija, her intellect, her generosity, her love. And Quran talks about her when he tells the Prophet, وَوَجَدَكَ عَيْلًا فَأَغْنَى. We found you in need and we enriched you. Enriched you with who? With Khadija. Look at Fatima. إِنَّا أَعْتَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. Indeed, we granted you Kawthar. And that Kawthar is Fatima. It only takes a little bit to make a legacy, but it takes a lot of thinking. So today, from Dhuhr to Maghrib, maybe one of the things we can do, after we have thanked him, the gratitude, asked for forgiveness, and then sat down and thought, what are we going to leave as our legacy? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to leave behind the best of legacies and make our life a living legacy. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.